try.
Thank you.
Yes?
When I was chair, we went about 6 meetings without a quorum, so...
Are you serious?
It's a rough period.
All right, for the doctor.
I didn't take it personally, just...
I would have. I take it personal.
Do you remember? Sitting there on a big dais.
Really?
Boring room.
All right, we're going to start.
That's lonely.
Good morning. Welcome to the October 26, 2023 special meeting of the Orange County Human Relations Commission. The agenda contains a brief general description of each item to be considered. Except as provided by law, no action shall be taken on any item not appearing on the agenda. Public participation is encouraged. Public comments will be accepted during the open forum portion of the meeting. If you are attending in person and wish to speak during the open forum, please complete a speaker request form and turn it into the clerk prior to the start of open forum. Please state your name if you wish to identify yourself prior to speaking. Speakers will be given 3 minutes to speak, and the clerk will run the timer and announce when your time is up. And with that, I'd like to officially open the meeting. And as we get started, I just had a little piece that came through on social, one of the social media platforms that I just wanted to read. And I just thought I wanted to read it. So it says, I am Jewish. My neighbor, Zaya, is Palestinian Muslim. Today I brought her baklava, a homemade tea blend, and homemade soap, and a large orchid. She took me into her arms, and we cried. We talked for a long, long time. Her husband served me Arabic coffee, and she served me stuffed grape leaves. They sent me home with more grape leaves, lamb for Greg, acacia, and their last bag of cardamom coffee from Palestine. They talked about how nice Greg is for shoveling their snow. She said she would make kanafeh, my favorite Palestinian dessert, for me. Stop making change theoretical and abstract. It is knocking on neighbors' doors and sharing coffee and sweets. It is telling each other stories. It is heart to heart. Neighbor to neighbor. We are all human. We all want a place to call home and for our babies and grandmothers to be safe. Peace begins with me. And that was written by Tamara Retino. And I would just say to all, Shalom, Assalamu Alaikum, and peace. We have open forum. Do you have any?
We have less.
Okay.
The most straightforward item two, which is review, discuss, and vote, as which we cannot do, on a statement denouncing hate and violence against Jewish and Palestinian people.
So we can go over the statement, though, correct, and just see if, even if we want to make any suggestions or changes.
And then discuss, is there any changes? I can make note of that. The commission can vote on it to don't feel voting, but we can. But we, it can be moved for November
8th.
I have some preliminary questions.
Sure.
Before we start meeting. Being the new girl here, what precedent has been set about making statements regarding international events?
Trying to recall in terms of statements on international events, I don't believe that this commission has made statements on international events specifically. It has made statements of solidarity and denounced acts of hatred locally and nationally.
Nationally, there's been some.
Yes.
About things that didn't occur in Orange County.
Right. Yes.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, like mass shootings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Regarding internationally, I just recall last year that it was Supervisor Bartlett and Supervisor Foley who asked the commission to be part of the Iranian women presentation. But that was an actual, like, official statement from here. Like, tangible or anything like that, but we were part of the meeting at the super. Yeah. That's all there to go, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have immigration issues and, you know, all sorts of other issues, and I think I can just tell you anecdotally, although I think our statistics will put prove this out. Anytime something happens in the Middle East, there's a direct connection to the rise of anti-Semitism in America, and particularly in Orange County. In fact, just again anecdotally, teaching my 11th and 12th graders on Tuesday night, we of course talked about this issue. I said, "How many of you have experienced anti-Semitism in the last 2 weeks?" 100% of them raised their hand. Mostly on social media, but in person, in class. One professor, one teacher, an econ teacher, said, "You see, when Israel is such an aggressor, it ruins our economy here in America." Mm-hmm. I mean, clearly not a true statement, and really meant to evoke an anti-Semitic kind of jab at the Jewish students in the class. So it's very real.
Yeah, I know.
In America, I mean, just
so no, I know our county residents are being impacted by what's happening in another country. We talked at the end of the meeting last time when we were thinking, like, let's do a statement. I had asked, like, can we make a commission statement that is specific to our residents? And that's not what this is. So I'm concerned about precedent, and I'm concerned about what kind of position that we're going to be put in the future. Like, every war that occurs, we're going to need to, like, figure out how to talk about it at a local level.
I'm with you from a different angle. I think this statement would be much more impactful and much more meaningful if it stuck to the hate crime that was committed. And the hate crime is that homicidal maniacs, terrorists, killed 1,400 people because they were Jewish. And if we stick to that and take out all the geopolitical issues and everything else, and then make the statement, and such violence, which we condemn, has a direct impact on Orange County Jewish residents because of the anti-Semitism that flares from there, that seems to me would be much more impactful than a both sides is any kind of thing, which is complicated and difficult, and I just feel like, you know, the title of the OC Human Relations Commission denounces hate and violence against Jewish and Palestinian people. Well, October 7th had nothing to do with the hate and violence against Palestinian people. October 7th was the mass murder of Jews. So I don't know why we can't just talk about that exclusively and how it impacts the Orange County Jewish community. And why we have to add all this other stuff, which is all important, don't get me wrong. I condemn any innocent Palestinian life that is lost, and my heart breaks, but that's not what this statement ought to be about.
Can I share a thought?
Sure.
Sort of in response to what you're saying, Heather, when we kind of back away from talking about things that directly impact people here because of precedent, but we don't want to weighing in and things that are happening in the world, I think we lack leadership. And I say that because the Jewish people are a diaspora people. What that means is that if we were not here, we would be in Israel. Those are the only places really we would be in this world, would be Canada, a couple people in Mexico, but really the majority of Jews are in the United States or Israel. And so the Jewish people feel directly impacted by hate crimes against Jews in Israel. Because it could be here. It's a people that are directly being victims of violence. And so, for me, as a Jewish person, it impacts me because it makes me scared that there was a mass attack on Jewish people, full stop, period, in this world, because there's nowhere else to go.
So,
Oh, go ahead.
I'm just thinking what I'm hearing, I totally agree, is that maybe more than just me, maybe multiple commissioners would like to see a statement that is more directed toward our own residents and the impact of international events on our residents. And I'm also hearing one of the things that impacts hate crimes here is hate crimes somewhere else. And I'm also thinking about like other things that are that form the impetus for hate crimes here. We've seen other things besides hate crimes somewhere else being the impetus for hate crimes here, including political events, terrorism, you know, 9/11 caused a lot of Islamophobia. So we have like multiple sources of what causes hate crimes here. And I think we have more than one of those going on right now with the conflict in the Middle East. So the reasons why our Jewish neighbors need our support is different from the reasons why our Palestinian neighbors need our support, but I wonder if there's a way to make the statement about those two groups of people here, but also recognizing, like, one group feels fear for their safety because of a hate crime that occurred somewhere else, and another group, I don't know if fear for their safety is what they feel, or if there's some discussion available on how to identify our neighborliness toward Palestinian Americans who, or any Middle Eastern American who is our Orange County neighbor. But I do kind of, I hear what you're saying, but I disagree with you about a lack of leadership and on making statements about international events. I just, I really feel like this commission, in our duty of what we've been called to, we need to make statements about our own neighbors. So
I hear I've and other groups been reluctant to make statements about things outside of necessarily that group's purview. The only way I can describe to you is like from my heart, and that it is my family and my friends who are murdered because we are Jewish. And so it directly impacts us, creates fear because when I say there's nowhere else to go, like because there really is nowhere else to go, we feel it directly impacts us. It's like having a family member in Nevada mass murdered because they're your family and saying, but I'm here, so it doesn't impact me. It directly impacts us.
I think this does directly impact Orange County residents. Like, for instance, when there was the El Paso, so I work with Mexican Americans, and when there was the El Paso shooting, it was probably the first time ever that my pastor said from the stage, like, condemned that act, because, again, normally, like, it's hard to see how that is impacting your community, but our neighborhood is, I mean, the neighborhood I work in is 98% Mexican, and the city as a whole is 40% Mexican, Mexican-American. So it was really important to our community for my neighbors to hear people say, I see you, I see your pain, I know that you're afraid. And I think that's an appropriate response for this commission to express that to our Orange County neighbors.
So, how are you, I mean, Rabbi, I express that you're not really feeling this statement in response to what happened. October 7th.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I want to compliment the chair for calling this meeting, and thank you very much. It really is heartening, actually. And it wasn't because I asked you to do it, so I thank you for doing that very much. I would do a few edits in the first paragraph and a few edits in the last paragraph, and I would probably take out the middle paragraph. And I could live with that and change the title. You know, there are just a few things that I would edit and alter, and I'm happy to go through it with you if you want. I think, and maybe to Commissioner Heather's point, maybe the middle paragraph is really about how Orange County Jewish people are affected by the hate, the unprecedented hate crime committed against Jews in Israel. You know, I say that, and I just want to be really clear. This doesn't negate the very real geopolitical issues that have to be solved for there to be safety and there to be peace in the Middle East. It's certainly not our purview, but I just want to be on record that saying condemning a mass murder of Jews is one thing, and doing that alone is impactful. There are places and venues for us to have the bigger conversations, particularly, you know, what's going on in Gaza and in the West Bank and in other places with respect to how Palestinians are treated by the Israeli government. Those are really important conversations. I don't mean to dismiss them in any way, shape, or form, or this awful hate crime in, was it Detroit, where this young boy was murdered. I mean, it's heart-wrenching and must be addressed. And they're all interconnected, to my way of thinking. But to somehow equivocate on, you know, the greatest mass murder of Jews since the Holocaust, it's disheartening to me. And let me tell you, this commission and the groundswell, they're not alone. It's happening around the world and certainly on social media. It's almost as if 1,400 dead Jews is a justifiable thing because of the geopolitical issues. And so, long story short, I could live with paragraph one and two, and the last paragraph, taking out the middle paragraph, and maybe adding what Heather said about impacting Orange County residents. So, I'm happy to go through what I would change if you want me to. So in the first paragraph, about four lines down, I would say, in recent weeks, we've witnessed horrifying acts of cruelty where 1,400 Jewish lives were ambushed and tragically murdered, whether at a festival or in their homes. These acts are abhorrent, provoking profound sadness. And then I would add one sentence. We condemn these acts and those who perpetrated them, the Hamas terrorist hate organization. I would take out the middle paragraph, and then this commission is resolute and unwavering in stance against hate and violence against all people. We unequivocally condemn hate and violence directed at all people, period. Every life deserves safety and peace, blah, blah, blah.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is consider making maybe more than one statement in terms of making an unequivocal statement condemning the murders, and then making a separate statement about what we experience in America in terms of, for example, the horrific murder of the 6-year-old Palestinian boy and ongoing hate and violence against Jews and Palestinians. I just asked that question.
I just kind of recommend her to ask that question. Just because of how, when we were talking about, like, there's just two different things happening. One of them is spurred by something. One of them is spurred by something. Both sections of our Orange County community need to feel seen and heard. But the wording on it might not be the same. I think maybe it
trying to do it
conflates
a lot of things at one time.
Wouldn't that be weird to have like two separate statements?
I think
they could be much shorter.
I think we're on the same wavelength. I just don't know. Can we do that? So do we call another special meeting?
Well, how does that work?
It's the commission.
We can't vote today.
Can we
maybe draft in two separate statements? I'd be happy to help in that in any way.
Thank you.
So
yeah, because I feel it's important to address both sides as was done in this statement, but I really see where you're coming from, Rabbi, saying this was such a tragic terrorist event that took place that we need to cue in on that and also how that affects those in our community as one thing we're making a statement about. And then also, of course, we are, you know, we don't agree with these acts for anyone, but this was one particular event that took place that was very, you know, tragic. I mean, 1,400 people, so...
I mean, it is the definition of a hate crime.
It is something
right up our alley, I hate to say it in such a glib way. But I mean, that is what we do, and we're going to see results and effects here in America. And I would not have a problem at all with another statement that said, we're mindful of the plight of our Muslim brothers and sisters who have hate directed against them in great measure in this country because of the things happening in the Middle East. An example of this young boy.
There have been incidents reported recently that we could draw from the sentiment and for the Jewish community, yes, but for the Palestinian or Middle Eastern, I mean, my friend is Lebanese, and he also would have things to say about how it feels or like what type of wording would be appreciated by our Middle Eastern.
There's absolutely plenty of anecdotal and support for those sentiments. I think probably all of us could draw from our friends and to provide that perspective.
It is just so complex. The only way I could sign off on something and vote on something is if either we did the two separate statements or included both communities. As someone who works at an institution where I'm serving both sets of students, and I'm working events where there's a visual that a vigil that the Israeli community is doing, and then there's protests essentially happening from the Palestinian community. And I mean, anecdotally, what I have to do in my role is protect our students. And what that means is when there's a protest, whether or a vigil, whoever is the leading, there's always a counter protest, right? And so what happens is in a counter protest, just yesterday we had community members who are not students verbally attacking the Palestinian protest, where we had to have staff members kind of draw a line between the Jewish community members and the Palestinian students, or Muslim students for that matter, but and saying very hateful things to the students. I mean, to the point that I know from the various events that have happened that our students have been thankful that we're there trying to protect them because they have felt unsafe. From Jewish community members saying, "I'll kill them right now. I'll rape them." Like, that is what older gentlemen are saying to our young female Muslim students. And so I know that there's no way that they feel safe, right? So that, I mean, so if we're going to write something, it has, yes, does each community deserve its own statement? Yes. But it can't be one statement just about what happened in Israel.
I would feel more comfortable if the two statements referenced because of what is happening in the Middle East and then talk about our community. Because of the attack, I mean, something referencing, but I don't feel, I guess I already said this, I don't feel like our commission should be making a statement about that. We need to make a statement about, because of that, our Jewish neighbors feel targeted. Or because of that, our Palestinian neighbors feel how they feel. and using their own words to describe how they feel and what our response to that would be.
I have a question. Like, if the Holocaust was today, would we put out a statement condemning that? I'm just doing
what we want.
If the Holocaust was happening today, would we put out a statement condemning that?
I don't know. I think I would say we would put out a statement to our Orange County residents saying, urging them to.
So I think that's a really telling.
Commissioner Dorota, I appreciate your honesty in sharing what you shared. I want to be unequivocal in my condemnation of that Jewish person who said those horrific things. It's inappropriate, it's not in accordance with our faith. I would love to hear some of our Muslim leaders condemn Hamas for their terrorist attacks. In fact, I'll go one step further. I understand protests. I think there are certainly places for it. But it might be nice if before we bury our dead, they wait to have their protests. I find you said it's not. It's so complicated. I don't get that statement, and I've heard it a lot, so I'm not pointing it. I don't get what's complicated about the death of 1,400 Jews, condemning it, saying it's wrong, putting a period at it, and signing our name. I don't understand why that's complicated. I really don't. I understand their geopolitical issues. I understand their suffering all around. But I just don't understand why that's complicated. I don't. And I don't understand the silence of the world in condemning Hamas, a homicidal, maniacal terrorist group, butchering people. What is complicated about that? I don't understand that. So I'm not asking for a response, but I just wanted to share that because you got me thinking. And you know, hate coming from Jews is not acceptable to me. Period. And I condemn it without provocation. It's just not right. And I'll tell you what, that Jewish person doesn't represent my views or how I feel about Palestinians, how I feel about Muslims. Hamas is a different story, but I just want to be very clear about that. And I would love to see a page in the New York Times of non-Jewish leaders condemning Hamas and the murder of Jews unequivocally written right there without any ands, ifs, or buts. I don't get what's complicated about that.
Well, I think we seem to be in agreement that we would put out two statements. I mean, we need to directly target what happened on October 7th in one statement, and then a broader statement, I guess, would come out. Along with that, Heather, I understand where you're coming from, that our position is, you know, human relations of Orange County, so we want to make sure that we stress how the people in our community are being affected. And so I do think that's very important. I know, Lauren, you said you'd be willing to work on the statements. Heather, would you be willing to help with that?
So why don't we do that? Like, do another run of this statement, right? And then draft a second one and work on it together. And then it'll be brought to the actual commission meeting.
Yeah. May I make a suggestion, Lynn?
Yeah.
Where maybe there isn't that off. So it's not just one drafting, but someone else in the commission.
Yeah,
sure.
Have you guys ever tried doing like a collaborative writing, like where there's a Google Doc and everybody has access to it?
No.
Yes and no.
No.
It's a, like
Not everybody. It can't be everybody. It can't be the whole commission.
No.
Yeah, see, Jamie behind you is like, no. I see her ponytail going back and forth.
If we have the entire commission.
So,
but that famous word ad hoc came in. And
yeah, that's the undertone. yeah, it goes against the brown effort in establishing an ad hoc, whether it's two or three. The statements would be, you know, drafted together between those three people and presented at the next commission meeting.
Okay. I would be willing to help with the writing if you guys are in agreement with my preference to only reference what happened and is happening and make a statement about what's
I think it's one of those things where the ad hoc would come together and decide on, you know, those statements, and then you just bring it to the commission.
Yeah. Okay.
No,
I just
I know, but I'm saying,
if you guys all would really like it to be more internationally focused, then I wouldn't want to be on the writing team because then it's just going to be.
Well,
like
your statement though sounds like it's more the impact here.
Yeah.
Are you saying you don't want to do two statements?
No, I think it'll come down to, you know, like you and Lauren and the third, whoever it is, you guys can come together and discuss that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
I don't know if you're going to come to consensus like right now because there's not enough people here to even vote on something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We should just. Point is important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even
so
if it doesn't
okay.
end up being what you want, then that voice has to be heard, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
The other suggestion that we'll make is we want to really hone in on Orange County. This commission just put out a report on hate crimes in that community. So I think referencing what the numbers are would really fortify the statements and allow to show how is this impacting both communities. So I think it was an attempt at the beginning, but it doesn't go in depth. But we do have that report that helped me use as a drafter.
Who would be the third person writing with it?
I don't know. You don't need three. I was just saying
to
you. I have no connection
to Palestinian Americans. I would really love to have somebody with better awareness and connection.
Would you be the third?
I bet you would be the third.
It's kind of going to take more than an hour, guys.
I enjoy writing and I appreciate the opportunity to, you know, work with the words and stuff, but just in terms of like how initially the thought of dividing the statement was because I think the sentiments are different. The words that people use about how they feel are different. So I would like to have the two statements, but I don't know, but I think that they're related
and I think that Adele, because of your connection with your students, I think that you would bring that voice.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
You're okay.
Under those conditions, yes. I will do it.
Her arm is light.
I was prepared to write from the sound of your voice.
Yeah, you're the chair. So we're
So
the follow-up is, I will email all three of you this copy.
Okay.
And a copy of the report.
And a copy of the report. And we'll call, I don't know, how far away are we from our next meeting? We'll have to meet pretty soon so we can get those statements into the commission. So I'll email you all the details and set up a meeting.
We have budgets.
Can you put something to me?
Yeah.
Okay. I tried to write it out, but I'm just up.
Just a procedural question. So two statements mean two potential different items?
It's two different items.
Okay.
Okay. So we have an ad hoc committee.
Yes. Okay. So we should know where this is happening.
Thank you,
parents.
It's
great.
I'm chatting UCR.
So I do have a, if this is, if we're moving on from that.
Yes.
So I just did a presentation for Women's Drivers last night, who is a group that Dot Leach, or Commissioner Leach, leads. She was there. She's not here today because she's been sick and has had several procedures, but she has decided not to continue her appointment and stepping down. So we will be getting some new appointments at the City Selection Committee next week. But she did want me to say, you know, that, you know, she's very thankful to each and every one of you, and she's so privileged having served with you all in her term, and it's been an honor working with the Commission to end hate in Orange County. So she is doing better, but you know, with her procedure, she still can't drive. She's pretty immobile, but she wishes as well.
Which district?
She's district
3.
She's district 3, although originally she was district 5.
So why is it City Selection then?
Because of the redistricting, she came in as district 5. Then she took over Chief Kent's appointment because he became at large.
Mm-hmm. But that was her appointment ending, and well, I thought it was.
She was finishing off.
No, but when was that going to end?
I'm sorry,
you're saying that she resigned. When was the appointment? She would have, her appointment would have ended, or she resigned from the commission?
No, no, she's waiving it out.
She didn't
so
right?
Her appointment ends November 2nd when the vote
November
at the city
okay,
election.
Okay. Okay.
But that means that vote happens before the next commission is
appointed. Yeah, yeah.
We won't be able to do that.
Yeah.
Can we maybe send her a card, like that we'll sign at the next meeting or something?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Telling her thank you and wishing her well.
And she does get something from the clerk of the board as well. So.
She, for what?
Commissioners get something like a thank you letter from the clerk of the board.
Oh, I see.
At the end of the next meeting.
But something along
the lines of
right,
Jamie?
Yeah.
All right. Jamie, you did not know, so it's
all right, does anyone else have anything? All right, well,
thank you so much
for really just, you know, coming out, and appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the ad hoc team. Forward to your
organization.